Welcome to Planet Zuda, Cybersecurity and Technology, Episode 6. Today we are talking about open source code. If you don't know what that is, you'll be surprised that you already use it. If you use an Android device, the majority of that code is open source. If you use WordPress, all of that code is open source. If you use WordPress plugins from WordPress.org, all that is open source. But instead of just discussing words that don't make a lot of sense to most people, like open source, let's talk about it in a way that makes sense to everyone. So, let's say you're walking down the road. You see a guy on the side of the road. Some dude standing there with a big plate of food saying, "Hey man, you can have all this food for free. Give it out to all the people you know and you can have it for free." You take that food, hand it out to everyone, then everyone starts puking their minds out. Well, the majority of open source code is exactly like that. A dude, just one person, sometimes two, puts together open source code, something they whip together in their basement, and then gives it to the world to use. Then people get hacked because they didn't know security, and they lose their identities, they lose money, and they wish they were just puking their brains out sometimes. But then there's another type of open source code that's better. Open source code that's from companies. So let's talk about that. You go to a food truck. Food truck says, "Hey, we got a free sample today. Try our cheese sandwich. Just give you a small slice. If you want the whole premium version, let us know and we'll give you plenty of cheese. Extra cheese. For money." Alright, this is a good food truck. Other people are going there. They love it. You go there, you eat at the food truck, and you like it, so you buy the extra cheesy sandwich. That's what we call free open source software that gets you to buy the premium software. And that's what people do with open source. Then you're going to say, how does that make code more secure? All right, so let's go back to the cheese sandwich. You're eating the cheese sandwich, the free one, and you all of a sudden notice that the cheese doesn't taste right. And you say to the company, "Hey, the cheese doesn't taste right. I'm not going to buy your product." The company all of a sudden goes, "No, dude, we're so sorry. Here's a free cheese sandwich on the house. And we're fixing that problem right now. It's all fixed. It's all good." Companies are more prepared to fix issues, even if it's open source code, than just some random dude who puts open source code up on the internet. So what should you take away from this? If you're going to look for code and it just says written by Joe Schmo, then don't download it. Generally, you would not want that type of code because there's almost always something wrong with it. Now, our company adopted code from a Joe Schmo. That's not his real name, but we'll call him Joe Schmo for the meantime. Because we had reported security holes in his software, and he didn't want to fix them, so he just removed it so no one else could use his software, but left everyone else who was already eating his food, if you want to put it that way, at jeopardy of potentially puking their minds out if they got hacked. So we asked if we could take it over and make it more secure. We updated the code. We even had a friend of ours from security take a look at it and didn't find a single flaw. The code is quite secure because it's done from a company who cares about open source code that we write and about open source code that other people write. But we're trying to make it aware that not all code is equal. That includes open source programs from companies. Some companies just don't care, but the majority of them do care. Yet the majority of individuals don't care. Based on the experiences we've had over the last 7 years or so. That's the sad truth. Shameless plug, in case you use WordPress and want something that's adding in more and more security features and also gives you redirectability, really simple, just download Redirect Editor. When you're searching for a plugin, type in Redirect Editor and you could download our plugin. We keep putting in more and more free security, and we also have premium security offerings. Again, that's called Redirect Editor. Now, moving on. Mac malware rose by 270% in 2017. So, if you try to tell me that Macs can't get malware, I'm just gonna laugh. I mean, it's very hard not to laugh when people say that. Mac is not bulletproof. Despite that everyone's kept trying to warn you that Mac isn't bulletproof, criminals see this as an opportunity. Your ignorance makes them money. You don't have an antivirus, you don't have anything to try to detect the security issues. So they simply profit off of it. It's quite simple. This information comes from Malwarebytes, which discovered the rise in malware from last year. Well, keep listening to PlanetZooted.com's cybersecurity and technology podcast to learn more. And have a great day. And don't forget to check out planetzooted.com. While the word best is subjective, we believe we have the best cybersecurity options for you. So check out planetzooted.com.